This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Like you, bitch, get up and rip this motherfucker's butt open. Make him lick his own shit off. You're a huge fucking cock.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you open up the demon in me! Attention, shoppers! Attention, we seem to not be able to find a lost man named William. If anyone has seen Billy, please tell him to call the Ham Radio Show at 718-577-1389. Please, if you see William, please have him call 718-577-1389. Thank you, shoppers, and enjoy your shopping day.
Oh, God, that's all I need.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hi.
I'll tell you.
Clean up at aisle five.
Hi-yo. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, this is the Ham Radio Show, the uncrowned kings.
I'm so glad we found you. I'm so glad we found you.
I found him right after she lost him. I found him.
But I wasn't lost.
I feel lost.
Yeah.
You're lost in your own mind.
By the way, Giggle says, hello, my love. You nearly gave me a heart attack or a stroke. Sorry, couldn't read it from there. My fault.
Sorry. My phone died.
Billy actually...
Well, it's at like 10%.
A likely story.
What are you, Jesse Jane?
Yeah, really.
I can't find my phone. I can't do the radio show.
Yeah,
that's Billy. Billy, the porn star of our fucking show, who just forgot his fiance.
Some people simply do not belong.
That would be Willie. Big Willie. Now, she wrote me, like, frantic, trying to find her fiance.
She actually got us worried.
Yeah.
We were worried about it.
And then Joe got worried, and then I got worried.
I was about to go out and look for you.
And Joe, then I'm like, Joe, you know, don't get worried.
Joe heard this.
You want to get high?
Yeah.
You want to get high?
Yeah.
Hey,
with a dick.
He wants a dick.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Danny, do it for him.
I need it, Dan.
Yeah,
what
he needs
dick.
All right. I didn't have it all this week, Dan. You weren't here.
So, by the way, you missed all the raunchy messages, Billy.
Can we hear them?
Giggle sent some dirty phone texts. Or were they texts or verbal? That's what I need to know.
Because we get text messages.
Were they dirty? Like, I want to touch your fucking jeans. They're so tight.
Can we have Joe read them in a sexual manner?
Yes, please. Can we have Joe? Can we have Joe recite these as Joe? No other way. Just as Joe. Oh, she sent pics.
Ooh.
Did you send like titties and vagina?
No, they're not topless.
I got titties and vagina over the weekend.
I don't have those.
You want to hear a great fucking story?
Not really.
Probably not.
No, I literally I'll show you the pictures because the girl stopped being friends with me on Facebook because she's married.
You're ugly, and your mother dresses you funny.
Well, that's what she said, but I didn't believe her because she's my cousin. So when I'm on the Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And accidentally, this girl, you know, they have this new thing on the Facebook there on the Facha de Libre, Danny, called the Marketplace.
Oh, yes.
All right. So she's advertising being a babysitter.
Oh.
And I click on it because I'm like, this girl's fucking hot.
I can use
and
that.
She's our babysitter.
Two words, stretched, but JJ.
Well, I don't know that because at that point, I don't know anything. Hmm. So then I click on the little doodad there, and I get transported to the marketplace, transported to her ad. By accident, because she's so fucking hot, I hit the respond to this person button.
Okay.
And I go boop, and then I go, oh shit, and I cancel it really fast. But of course the message already sent out, because you go boop, what happens is it sends out a message which says, like, is this service still available? Yeah. So now I'm a grown ass man asking a grown ass woman, hey, can you babysit? So
at what point did the FBI show up
in
the house?
What's wrong with that?
Well, the thing is, I don't know anything about her. I don't know what her age is. I know nothing. So now all I
see. What are you doing?
Now all I see is this fucking hot chick. And now time goes by. Then I get a fucking message on my thing going, just answering yes. Because the question was, is this service still available? And it goes, yes. So then I go, all right, now I have to explain to this girl. I clicked on your picture because you're just insanely fucking hot. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. Blah, 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 blah. Which I did. Next thing I know, we're flirting back and forth. I'm fucking, of course, heavily more flirting than her.
Oh, but
what's wrong with you?
Wait, she's telling me, I'm going to hook you up with my friend. She's fucking beautiful, this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, is she as hot as you? Because you're fucking really hot.
What is your problem?
Boom, boom, boom. We're going back and forth. Next thing we know, we're exchanging naked pictures of each other.
Wow.
And, like, dude, this got good. Like, I have them on my phone, so it's not like... Because I know that Giggle says, if you don't have the pictures, it didn't happen. If anyone would like to see
everything
pictures,
has been erased.
I have them right here. If anybody
lost
wants
forever.
Them.
Yeah, I'd like to see them.
I'll show you one picture. You only get one, Joe.
The naked one.
No, no, they are naked. So do you want...
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
Do you want...
waist up.
Wait. Do you want boob or vagina?
Does the vagina show the face?
Yeah, what is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is anybody there?
Hello.
Hello, please.
Wait, I gotta cycle through my pictures here.
Can I have both of them?
No, you can't.
Hurry up!
There's more
than... finished yet?
There's more than fucking one picture.
Ooh, Joe, there's more than one.
I never get any fun. Nobody ever gets
Oh, no, I moved them. So they're in Facebook.
Well,
so
Joe, you gotta accidentally inquire to these people.
Hitting
up babysitters.
Oh.
It's popular in the porn world, isn't it?
You could babysit me. I'll pay $3.50 an hour.
All right, so what do you... I got the bitches. All right, kill Jeopardy. Do you
change my diaper?
Do you want vagina? Wait, no, these are nice.
Oh.
Do you want boob or do you want vagina?
Show me vagina.
It's a close-up. You're going to miss out on boobs.
Oh, no, I don't want to see boobs.
I'm giving you the option.
I want boobs.
You want to see boobs?
Yeah, boobs.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Come lean over this way.
Can I have your phone?
No!
Joe, put down those tissues.
Well, those are nice.
Yeah, and then she's there doing stuff to
them. Oh, that's a nice woman.
But I have photographic. I don't want to turn to the cameras in here.
I think you got those off of YouPorn.
Yeah, I really did not.
I think he did.
He screen capped them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I totally did. Meanwhile, I have her wearing clothes without, you know.
You got her wearing clothes?
Yeah.
Can I see the clothes shot?
You really got big fat.
Finally, even.
You really got big fat tits.
Yeah, those are beautiful. Could you put those on the internet, please?
No.
Finally, the nightmare ends.
Oh, that's very
so
nice.
So she saw it.
Yeah. I wonder if she can cook marinara sauce.
Hey, wait.
Yeah, I think she can.
I like that.
That looked like a familiar person.
No, it's not. It's not.
All right. Did she laugh?
I swear it's not a familiar person.
Okay.
Did she laugh?
Not that I'm aware of. Oh. Has the same last name as one of my exes. But it is not the same person. I swear to God, I looked at those pictures, I was excited.
Did she laugh at you when you sent her?
No, she liked my dick. See, my dick is not it's not amazingly small.
Did you just show her the lower half or did you just show her?
No, I showed her a couple pictures. I showed her in full erection.
Shaving.
And then I also showed, I have a couple of dick pics. I don't know how many dick pics you had, did
No, it. But I have like a whole body like shot?
No. I never show the whole body because I'm fat. She's seen my Facebook. She knows. Yeah, that's exactly what she did. She's seen my face. She knows I'm a fat bastard, but she's seen my penis and she liked my penis.
Did you ever send phony dick pics?
No, I've never sent a phony dick pic.
No?
No!
I've only sent. I have 5 good dick pics.
You do?
Perfectly lit. I have a close up. I have a far away.
Use a telephone.
I have a full erection.
Yeah.
I have a one sticking out of my jeans,
like
a
nice
hanger, nice hanger, Danny. Good low hanger on that one.
Yeah.
There's
criteria to these things.
Well, because you want to have.
I'm so glad I don't have to do anything.
Yes, you want to. See, well, when your girlfriend or fiance is looking for you, Billy, you should have sent her a dick pic back.
That's him.
That way she knows you care.
Oh, great. What else could go wrong today?
Exactly.
As she opened the email.
Wait, Derek is saying he has a nasty dick.
Who does?
Unless it's hard. Derek says that in the Facebook Live suite.
Okay.
Derek, it depends. Then you don't show it soft. I mean, what do I have to explain here? Ooh. What, dude, when I am Derek, when I'm soft, I got nothing.
It's a butt.
It looks like a fucking clitoris. What are you talking about?
I was in the pool.
Yeah, I was in the pool. I was in the pool. All right, so I mean, if I don't, when I'm soft, I have nothing. I don't show anything. They're all hard pictures. Yeah. What I'm saying is, I have one more standing up perfectly straight. I got one peekaboo out of the pants.
Yeah.
I got a close up. What else do I got? One in the hand and one not in the hand.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
And that's all my.
Yeah.
Yes, I.
Eddie, I can hardly wait.
Yes, Eddie has a big clit. Thank you, Nick.
This is thrilling. Not nice.
I'm just saying.
My dick is shrinking.
Corey said he's got a ton of good dick pics, too. See, you fuckers don't understand how to flirt. This is your problems. Billy's fucking giving up on life. He didn't even call his fiance when he was lost. Okay?
But he wasn't lost.
See, to her, you were lost.
Oh, you were lost.
Well,
you
I
were
had
lost.
No, I didn't have my communicator.
Yes,
so.
But you were lost, Captain Picard.
Know.
You were on a fucking rogue planet. All right? The fucking tribbles were driven in nuts.
That's why the captain's not supposed to go on an away.
Exactly.
You have new mail.
Stop being the asshole in the red shirt and be a fucking captain. Stay with the ship. Yes, Giggles, I'm here. Yes, I would like to show you my dick. There you go. That's your job.
Uh-huh.
When I'm flirting with somebody, and next thing I know, Joe, did she send me nudes?
Yes.
Did you see boobs?
Yeah.
They were huge tits.
I've been asking for years. Nobody sends me nothing.
Because you don't...
You've got spam.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah.
You have to have a swat of these.
Right, so what happened? You send her...
No. We got to do this whole conversation. She's married.
Right.
So that it's going to go nowhere. The flirting, I think, was just like a one-time... She used me, which I was okay with. I don't have a problem with it.
I see the fatty's small dick.
Yeah. No, was it? Dude, trust me. Dude, I sent the fucking dick pics in between.
Ooh.
She sent me a whole bunch of naughty shit after. Joe, you saw the one where she's licking her tit?
Now that's in bad taste.
No, okay, kind of.
Not to me.
No, you saw the one where it's on top.
Dead.
Yeah.
Right? You saw when she was licking her nipple? It was very nice.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Danny, that the dick is not was not the fucking deal breaker.
You should find a husband and be like,
"Well, I
is
have
this
a,
your wife."
I have a couple of those things that I can literally do. I have a couple women in my life that I can turn around and go, "Hey, your wife says hi." I mean, I can do that because trust me, gentlemen, this is a little PSA for you guys. If you're at home, when this. Now look directly into the camera, gentlemen.
I'm looking.
When this, right here, is what your woman is gravitating towards.
You got trouble, boy.
You got trouble in your fucking relationship.
Yeah, right.
All right? I got a body like Slimer from the Ghostbusters, a small Jimmy Dean saucers, and they still want to fuck me. Yeah. So guess what? Fuck you. Fix your relationships, assholes. That's my service announcement.
I send tongue pictures.
So does that mean...
Tongue pictures?
Yeah.
That mean Giggles want you because she reached out to you and not anybody
else? I don't
else
know if she reached out to me for that reason, but it's possible.
Yeah,
it's possible that Billy's fucked it up to no end.
There's nothing like that, penis breath.
No, it's possible because it's possible she wants to get me on some kind of weight loss plan with her fucking health regimen. Then maybe she wants to fuck the new and improved Eddie when I'm in shape. Because this guy fucked it up and disappeared for a fucking day.
New and improved.
Yeah. The old model should have kept going. But the new and improved, when I'm eating like fucking wheatgrass or whatever the fuck she eats, you know, lawn clippings with milk. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Oh, goodness.
And she goes, look, it's cereal. No, it's not. It's fertilizer. What are we eating this for? That's what I'm asking. She doesn't want me. Thanks, Billy. And Danny, you fucking made it weird. Now she doesn't want me. Corey in the Facebook Live suite. But of course, they're all. Oh, you have to charge for his dick pics.
Oh.
She's
how much?
A cheap postable. No, I'm not posting a picture. Giggles, why would I ruin...
You can't do that.
Why would I ruin the lovely gesture that this woman did for me?
Yeah.
She got naked for me all day. I'm at work with a fucking hard on. My dick pushed up against my jeans.
That's pretty cool.
All day long.
Yeah.
Because that woman... Joe, how hot was that woman?
Very hot.
Very hot.
Yeah.
All right? And she had giant tits. The same... Possibly,
you really got big fat tits.
Possibly as big as Triple G's tits. Who, by the way, the shrine is now up in the studio.
We,
Danny, have you seen the shrine?
I have.
It
seen
is now
it.
Up.
It is above my.
Don't,
head.
Don't
it is above
don't touch head. Anything around it.
Yes, please.
We're gonna
a
fill,
lot of it's sticky.
We're gonna fill it full of M&Ms.
Yes, and then we're gonna have a dispenser.
Yes.
We had. What I really wanted to do was I think I said this off air. I don't know if I said it on there. I wanted to get a mannequin body with the head cut off and then put Alexa's head on top of the fucking slot, and that would be Alexa.
Okay.
A big-titted know-it-all bitch.
Why do you want to get without a head? Don't you want something to look at?
No, or? I want to put it... We got to somehow... Then we got to... What we got to do? Glue fucking Alexa to a mannequin head? That's not right.
You can put it under her shirt or something.
Hold on.
Use a foam head.
You know, I watched a show... Outrageous Acts of Science. Anybody see it? No. Anyway, who cares?
I have seen that in the past.
Oh, Outrageous Acts of Science. They do really cool shit. So anyway,
of course Billy does because he's always missing.
The singing fish. Remember the singing fish? Like you.
Yes,
put it
the bass.
The bass thing? Yeah. So the guy got a circuit board, wired the Alexa into that circuit board. So when Alexa spoke,
the
fish talked.
Well, can we get a guy to do that?
Do that with the mannequin.
I would love
to. And the mannequin can talk.
I would love to have a robot. Dude, I am a big fan of Craig Ferguson. You know this. Mm-hmm. I would love to have a robot sidekick, full-fledged robot sidekick in the studio.
Ooh. Alexa, fart.
Wait. If I can get Alexa in mannequin robot form to fart like this on air with a body, how fucking great would that be?
Alexa, bark like a dog.
If only Billy listened this well. If only Billy listened that well.
I wish I could get my wife to do that.
I know. What else is going on? Let's see here, because people are answering fast and furiously. Although you should lose weight, you are morbidly obese. Thanks! Well, thanks.
And that's your mother talking.
Jesus Christ. Now, Giggles, I don't want you! How about that?
Finish the sentence. If you don't do something soon,
you'll die too. I didn't see it. I'm my fat was in my eyes. I couldn't see it. They morbidly obese. I don't have my glasses on, Danny. One of your jobs. Didn't we give Joe the job
of what?
Of reading Wasn't somebody supposed to be reading when somebody put something in the Facebook Live?
I can't read.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about getting contacts?
Yeah. I thought about it. Right before I got shit canned from Q104, mm-hmm. when Clear Channel let everybody go,
right.
I legitimately was going to get the laser eye surgery. Went for the testing. They said it would take 5 seconds on each eye. You would have perfect vision. Went down there with the sales team, cut the commercial for the fucking thing, the whole nine yards, the next week, fired.
Should have booked sooner.
Thank you for that.
They don't want you to see.
Honk Honk from, of course, Pervy the Clown. I bet you Pervy has some dick pics.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, I'm sure he does.
Later on in the show, by the way, fight promoter / now author.
Ooh.
All right? Author Damon Feldman. Nice Jewish boy will be here. David Feldman, he's the guy that's the mind behind celebrity boxing.
Okay.
You remember, like, Tanya Harding, Harding got into the ring.
Who'd she fight? I forgot. Paula Jones, right?
Paula Jones.
She kicked her ass, too.
She also did, he also did Octomom versus, I think, Amy Fisher.
Oh.
I think, and then Amy Fisher's husband fought Joey Buttafuoco.
Oh, wow.
This guy has... The gift.
I used to love those
gift
things.
Yeah. No, the gift. And then, Tanya...
Yeah, celebrity boxing. That's yeah, been around
they had, what was the kid from the Partridge Family? I forgot his name.
Bonaducci and...
He beat the shit out of somebody.
Bonaducci was Jose Canseco, if I'm correct. Jose Canseco versus Bonaducci.
That may have come later. I think the first time...
When did Bonaducci fight the first time?
I think he fought, like, Screech or something.
Yeah.
Well, we got to ask.
No, he fought the guy from Welcome Back Kotter.
The guy from Welcome Back Kotter. Horshack.
Horshack, yeah.
All right, well,
kicked the shit out of him.
Mr. Kotter! Mr. Kotter!
Oh, God. That'll beat me game.
Who did Screech fight?
Later on, I think. Well, we have to ask Damon when he's on the show later.
These are things to ponder
later. I'm sure that he has a list of all the people, of all the celebrities, that, by the way, he's given 16 minutes of fame. That's why the book is called The 16-Minute Man.
They should bring those fights back again.
Well, maybe they're going to. That's what I'm saying. So
I wonder
maybe
if you
we'll...
can get them on YouTube or something.
Oh, I'm quite sure we could probably watch a few on YouTube.
Yeah, they were great.
I'm quite sure that you could sit down and have a nice night.
I'd like to see you fight Billy.
I'll fight Billy.
I think he killed you.
I'll fight Billy, and winner has to fucking get Giggles. And then and then Giggles, if I win, Giggles has to eat fatty food.
Ooh.
And if
Billy wins, Billy has to marry Giggles.
Yeah, hell yeah, I like that.
There you go.
The next day.
Yeah. All right, so let's take, are we taking a break? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Because you're giving me the high sign. So let's take a break now. That's early. It's time.
Okay.
All good things must come to an end, Joe.
I know, but
there
I
are
like
times when we have to take a break from time to time. Okay. We must go and then come back.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
I'm good.
Do you need to speak to a therapist?
Yeah.
You want to talk to Giggles? She's available.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend's missing, so she's available.
You need some what?
I need therapy.
I know. 718-577. He needs that, too.
I want that.
718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. We're going to get Joe some therapy. We'll be right back. After these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
He may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Our party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
Is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Oh, yeah!
Hi, this is Ace Frehley. You may remember me from such films as Kiss, Save Santa.
But Mrs. Claus, who would kidnap Santa?
Where I rescued Santa from the Paradoxals.
Hang on, Santa, we're coming.
Hurry, boys, the eggs are hatching.
With the sound of my guitar.
Everyone knows pterodactyls can't stand the screech of a guitar.
You're listening to Ham Radio.
You just practiced that guitar, Santa. Next time, we'll let you do a solo.
Don't encourage him.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a fool.
I need no sympathy. Easy come, easy go.
Little high, little low.
That's right, Freddie. Doesn't really matter. The fuck was that noise?
Why not?
Me.
He was a great singer, this guy. What a
range.
He was
amazing.
What
yeah.
a fucking range.
Freddie Mercury is one of my favorites. Queen is one of my favorites.
Yeah, the harmony was unbelievable.
She so. Just killed a man. Put a gun against his head.
Were they all gay or just Freddie?
I believe just Freddie Mercury.
No.
You know who else was gay?
I have no idea.
The guy that was fucking him in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was gay.
Well, not necessarily. There are a lot of gay guys who have straight partners.
Oh, tell me more. Joe.
They want some dick.
Yeah, I know. All right, 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show, the uncrowned kings of reality radio. At the top of the hour, Damon Feldman will be on the show, author of the new book, The 16-Minute Man. He will be on the program
there
today.
There was a song by that name.
No, that was 60, I think.
50.
Well, it's 15 minutes of fame, and he offers these deadbeat D-list celebrities.
Who's that? Andy
an
Warhol
extra
made
minute.
That statement, that 15 minutes of fame.
Everybody's got 15 right. minutes of fame, yeah. God is
where's mine? I would have a famous.
You sure you are.
Yeah, but Joe, you when you get your 15 minutes, it's
dead.
Not going to be in a row.
Yeah. A minute here, a minute
yeah.
there.
You have 15 chances. That's it.
That's it.
This is actually a good song to come back in with, Danny.
How come?
Because Kanye West, I don't know if anyone's seen the video. I did a cover of this song in his concert.
Really?
And the best is the video mocking him.
Does he have the voice to do this?
No. And he gets the video is Freddie Mercury mocking him. It's the fucking greatest thing I've ever watched in my life.
That's good. Yeah.
It's Freddie Mercury mocking him, and then when Kanye kind of peers off, Freddie Mercury comes in with just those pipes and blows it out of the fucking. I mean, come on, look at the range on this guy. Come on,
blow you away.
Dun 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 dun. Little silhouette of a man. Can you do the fandango? Very, very frightening me. Galileo. Alright, so anyway. Well, because stupid's in the news. Kanye West is in the news. Nick's already telling me, don't say the K word. Oh, the monstrosity. I won't say Kardashian, but Kanye, I have to say. Kanye in the news because he went off. He was in a couple of interviews, one with a former co-worker of mine, Charlamagne Tha God. Charlamagne works at Power 105. I was at Q104. I was lucky enough to share the halls with that gentleman. He had a giant retrospective of Kanye.
Giant?
A giant, where they sat down. It became like a Barbara Walters piece.
Oh.
And then after that...
What, they get to a certain point, so then when the fuck did you go crazy?
Well, I think he's always been. I mean, to me, he is one of the most craziest motherfuckers
this
in the
world.
This award's
not your award, it's their award.
No, how are you going to fuck up one of the most famous fucking crazy lines ever?
I don't know it.
I'm going to let you all finish. Taylor, I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had the best album of the year. All right?
He's a strange dude, boy. You got to have a pair of balls to do that, yeah. I got to tell you.
On a live award show.
Yeah, damn right.
He's a nutty fuck. Well, supposedly now he had liposuction, all right, which led to his opioid addiction. He let that out. Because the best part was, though, he's on TMZ.
Yeah.
And he's wigging out on TMZ. And he screamed out that the reason why he had the liposuction.
Yeah, fat ass.
Well, besides that, he didn't want, he was screaming at the people from TMZ, I didn't want you all to call me fat like you called Rob Kardashian. So I got liposuction, and they made me opioids. That's the quote. They made me opioids. This guy's a fucking genius. Remember that. They gave me opioids. Kanye admitted that his temporary psychosis in 2016 happened 2 days after quitting the painkillers. Hold on, wait a minute. There's more. Quitting the painkillers cold turkey. That statement piqued the ears of the St. Pablo Tour Insurance Company, Lloyd's of London, because back in February, Kanye and Lloyd settled a dueling lawsuits over Kanye's sudden tour canceling.
Oh, God.
All right?
I love what he says, temporary insanity.
Yeah.
It's like only 8 years.
Well, Lloyd's claim adjusters questioned Kim Kardashian about Kanye's Percocet prescriptions, right?
Sure.
His doctor submitted paperwork after determining that the drugs didn't play a role in Kanye's 2006 meltdown.
Oh.
But he fucking went on the air and said, point blank, his temporary psychosis in 2016 happened
that.
2 days after quitting the painkillers.
That's right. He was in
cold turkey. Yeah. So now Lloyd's of London.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
Exactly. Lloyd's of London is flipping the fuck out because Lloyd's of London's like, we asked you.
Yeah.
You fucking tard. We asked you. His doctor submitted paperwork after determining the drugs didn't play a role in Kanye's 2016 meltdown. So he had doctors, shockingly enough, a rich person had doctors lie, all right, allegedly, lie for him.
Oh.
All right, so now it appears that from Kanye's own admission to TMZ, that Lloyd's of London had it right the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
All right? A clause in the contract allowed canceling for medical reasons, but not drug usage.
No,
okay?
All right.
So Kanye likely voided the tour insurance policy by abusing the opioids.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I'm not saying he's a genius, but quite frankly, that's fucking, kind of smart.
That's My doctor gave them to me.
Yeah, I mean, Kanye. I just say Kanye. Kanye declared, this is the quote, I'm not drugged out, end quote.
That about says it.
He is off his meds, but in this is his clarity. This is all quotes,
no,
my guy.
You take Claritin, not clarity.
No, clarity.
God, does that booger eating spaz make me want to puke?
Exactly. Truth be told, Kanye sounds a lot like he did in 2016 before he had the breakdown. I mean, think about it. He's sounding a lot like a fucking mentally disturbed person who we wouldn't want to give a gun to.
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
And he sounds exactly like that. He sounds like he's off his fucking rocker. And I do love how now.
Well, do they have the other shit that he said?
Well, yeah, we're gonna get. We have that. Hold on, we're getting there. Don't fucking bust your load. You're not with your girlfriend. Relax.
What did he say?
Well, I want to get to the point of. There's two points now. The other day when he was proclaiming his love for Donald Trump, everybody and their mother went apeshit saying that Kanye was fucking nuts.
How can anybody love Trump?
But I love how now they're saying Kanye's nuts. Now, all the things, including the thing that Billy butchered before when he said, you know, when he took the award from Taylor Swift, the guy has been nuts. He's fucking nuts.
You think?
That's what he is. And there's a fine line between genius and insanity. Trust me, I walk it every day. This guy...
You don't walk.
I do walk.
You waddle.
Well, either way, I still make it across the line. The fact still is, he claims he's a fucking genius.
Push.
That's all he claims. Everything is, I'm a genius. I'm the greatest thing in the world. I'm Kanye motherfucking West. I know everything.
Right.
To which he then came out on TMZ during the same wigging out and claimed that slavery was by choice.
For 400 years.
For 400 years.
Uh-huh.
So, pretty much, I guess they just wanted a boat ride.
What was his real meaning in that? What did he really mean?
I don't know. Let's play.
We'll find out eventually.
We got the news here. Let's go to the news. This is from CBS Los Angeles. Let's go straight to the horse's mouth. Okay. Here is the CBS news about Kanye and his slavery was only by choice. Come on now, baby.
Kanye West drew praise and backlash when he expressed his support for President Trump last week. Well, today, the rapper had a lot more to say, and he's doing it on social media and TV.
And I was addicted to opioids. 2 days I got off of opioids, I'm in the hospital.
Kanye West continues to shock and stir up controversy, literally taking over the TMZ newsroom, telling them he started...
It's Kanye.
Breakdown
that landed him in the hospital for more than a week.
I had plastic surgery because I was trying to look good for y'all. I got liposuction because I didn't want y'all to call me fat.
In that same interview, he went off about slavery,
not just
defending TMZ staffers.
Frankly, I'm disappointed. I'm appalled.
But a lot of people on social media.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all?
He also talked about his return to...
I love how Joe, here's the slavery line, starts cracking the fucking...
No, no, because I get what he's talking about, man. He's talking about, like, how can anybody do, you know, without beating somebody over the head? Hey, I'm going to be a slave, man. You know, and why did it take him 400 years to rise up and then somebody else had to rise up? Of course, we all understand why.
I'm scared now.
I'm going to leave it right there.
Excuse me, Joe Kanye.
I'm leaving it right there.
Kanye Joe, be quiet for a second.
Twitter in a series of tweets recently that jumped from topic to topic. One that got a lot of attention, West in his Make America Great Again hat that he got signed after meeting President Trump just weeks before he was elected president. Kanye saying he's about freedom, not conforming.
I just love Trump. That's my boy.
And it seems the feeling is mutual.
What you mean by boy? Racist.
I love this guy.
The president tweeted back, thank you, Kanye. Very cool. Kanye's definitely back in the spotlight by his own doing. And this TMZ interview is grabbing everyone's attention.
Do you feel that I'm feeling? Do you feel that I'm being free and I'm thinking free?
Kanye says he is on medication for his mental health, but not taking the amount his doctor wants him to. He says he's not in therapy. The world is his therapy.
No shit!
But what do you expect? All we got on this team is a bunch of Jews, spicks, niggers, parodies, and booger-eating morons.
Holy shit, and Billy follows it up with a fucking racist tirade from Bear News Pass.
Where the white women at?
Oh, Jesus Christ. fucking Kanye, goddamn to the...
Yeah.
But
he's funny, man. You know, he's
cool.
He's
funny because
he's
nuts.
A personality. That's
he's like the fucking crazy dude that you laugh at that's on the subway dancing in his own pile of shit.
There you go. That's it, man.
But there are people that will...
that follow him like he's a messiah.
Believe him and... think that way.
And
you know,
buy his clothes. You know, they buy his Yeezys. Yeah.
Which they'll have to get liposuction, too. Because, you know, he's not going to make them for fat people, I don't think.
You guys got to get it. It's, you know,
you guys don't get Kanye.
No, I get Kanye.
You
got to get what he's doing, though. Look at the publicity he's getting for himself by acting like this.
Oh, I understand. Dude, I understand it. But there's some of the
He's a smart guy in that respect, you know.
Dude, some of the shit he's saying is just fucking outlandish for being outlandish. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. But I don't think that he's honestly thinking it through, though, Joe.
Right.
No, he shoots off the hip. I don't think
well,
so.
Well, that's
either.
What I'm saying.
Not
he's,
even from the hip.
He's not even clever. He's not fucking clever like a fox, Joe.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fucking, he is, he's a clown. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. But, you know, it works to him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's find out.
Who the hell is calling during the show when I'm in the middle of something?
Do you have permission?
Shit, I apologize. That was not me.
Who was it?
A snob, eh?
It was not the black person.
Okay.
All right, this better be fucking Kanye, because I'm pissed.
How you doing, Marcus?
What up?
That's all, buddy.
I wish... Yeah, you know what? I might as well be Kanye. I'm announcing that I am hereby denouncing myself from the African-American race.
Wow. Yeah! Good job!
We'll make you an honorary whitey.
Why am I the only one clapping? Come on!
Because it seems like niggas is wilding.
Ooh, don't say that word.
He's allowed to!
He just announced himself, so he can't.
Well, no, he can't.
Niggas is wilding.
Yeah, but see, like, no one's going to say nothing because he's black.
Yeah. Like, fucking Kanye to even the same black people... Niggas is just not fucking, like, I'm ashamed. I'm telling you, it really is a point now where I'm just ashamed to be black. Oh, I want to be white.
Do you?
I want to be white.
I want to be white, too.
So did Michael Jackson, but what are you going to do?
First of all, it's funny how after Katrina, this motherfucker is going around saying George Bush don't care about black people.
Right.
Like, he gives a fuck about the black people. And now all of a sudden, yeah, like, slavery was a choice. So, yeah, my nigga grandpappy and my nigga grandmother, yeah, all we had to do was jump off the fucking boat on the way to America. Yeah, we had a choice. Sure. They had a choice to jump off the fucking boat and not have to subject themselves
you
to 400 plus years.
According to King Kanye, you had a choice, sir. Please do not call do not call the complaint department about your cruise. You had a choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that fucking cruise. Yeah, I mean, I didn't get my fucking wine like I asked.
Yeah.
I didn't get any wine. All I got was my ass beat. I didn't get my cheese. I didn't get my crackers. I didn't get my ham.
Oh, no, you got...
I didn't get my complimentary towel and soap.
Excuse me, you got crackers.
Oh, well, yeah, we did get crackers.
Oh,
fair
God.
Enough.
You
Good point. We got
home.
Crackers.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
I'm tired of niggas. I can't stand them.
But do you imagine if a white guy said the exact same line?
That's the dude.
Like if somebody was on TMZ... And when, you know what I think? I think slavery was a choice.
Well,
and even tried to...
Yeah, there would be mass hysteria.
Exactly. And even tried to depict it the way
the
Joe is saying that he
place.
Tried to depict it, as saying that it should have been an uprising of the black, of your grandpappy and your grandma, Marcus.
Yeah.
And they should have got all together, rose up,
But they did.
And beat the hell.
These things were going on?
No, they didn't happen, Billy. It's not like they had some kind of railroad that was underground. You're lying. You
there
have
was
no
a
clue
ton of shit that people
what you're talking
were going
about.
Through to get out of it.
That's all right. That's all right if Joe wants to say that, because once the fucking government decides that we're going to get some fucking reparations, the first door I'm knocking on is Joe's.
But what?
Well, how about $20 ready for you, son?
What?
I don't want 20.
He wants reparations.
Reparations.
I want a G. I want a grand.
I'll give you one of my daughters.
How about a nice plate of Rice Krispie treats? Come on, a nice plate.
If they're not the chocolate ones, I don't give a shit.
Sir, if you need the chocolate ones to feel more at home, I will get the chocolate ones for you, sir.
I don't want the vanilla one.
Of course you don't, because you want reparations.
Would you like them mixed? You know, like a rainbow
No,
type?
Don't mix them, Billy. Don't mix them.
Make a black and white one.
What are you doing?
A togetherness crispy?
An interracial crispy.
Yeah. Sounds good.
The vanilla crispies and the chocolate crispies right. Unified together under one crispy nation.
It's fucking ridiculous. Oh, by the way,
call us up
the
Cracker Jacks
theater again.
Wait, I could not hear because Joe was calling, making a racial joke.
I wasn't a racial joke.
You went back to that
theater? I went to the sex theater again on Monday.
Nice. Ooh. Okay, so tell us the story. Did you get laid?
Partially.
Partially how? You got blown? You got a hand job? What happened?
You didn't get the finish. You got in.
Well, here's how that day went. I went right after I saw the Avengers.
Well, as one would, they go see the Avengers and then get jerked off by a weird guy.
Oh, sure.
I get you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Doesn't everybody?
So I went there and I was a little taken aback that they rose the price of from 10 to 12. Considering the fact there are no chicks in there, I felt a little, I felt like I was robbed. But anywho.
You're paying more money for cock. It's all right.
I'm paying for cock, but
maybe
I'm also paying
by
for the
inch.
Possibility. I'm paying for the possibility of rare pussy inside of this theater.
What are the fucking odds that a chick is going to be in that fucking place? That's going to defile...
Man,
wait, hold on. That's going to defile your cock in the fucking jerk-off theater. What are the odds there's a chick in there doing that? Yeah. Vanessa Del Rio is not in that theater.
Theater Slut, where this guy brought chicks into this fucking place, and they fucked him. So I'm just going to... I mean, look, I'm not going to say it's going to happen every day.
Hey, you can dream, man.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah, there's also a movie called Teacher's Pet where the guy gets to fuck his hot teacher. Guess what? Not fucked one of my teachers in my life. Okay? It doesn't always happen, Marcus. So the odds of you getting pussy in the jerk-off theater...
See,
you know...
Marcus, say if this was the mid-80s, late 70s to mid-80s, you'd have a chance, like in Times Square.
Like Vanessa Del Rio would be in there jerking guys off.
That, like, well, Times Square, there was prostitutes and everything. They would go into theaters and fucking work row by row.
How is your cousin?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was different times.
Spent a lot of money there, huh?
I went to the street main theater first. Like I always do, you sat there for a bit, whacked a little bit, then I went into
Wait, hold on, you gotta take me through this, because you're kind of going...
Eddie wants a map so we can go with you next time he knows where to go.
I want to learn. You go into there's a straight theater?
Yes, it's a...
Bowl. Okay, here's the layout. The big part of the theater is the boring white porn, okay?
Okay, boring white porn, got it.
The lobby part, the small lobby part, has, like, these two small, like 1990s-style TVs, and they're showing the black porn, which I find racist. We get that small amount of space to watch actual good fucking.
It's a multiplex.
All right.
Two small bathrooms, men's and ladies.
Okay.
And the upstairs is... the gay section.
All right, so
it's a small spot.
You would think the gay section would be on the bottom.
Yeah. That,
wait, what?
I'm just saying.
Makes sense, yeah.
The gays would be on the bottom because the gays have the butt sex.
Well, they back in, yeah, something like that.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm just saying.
And then.
The back.
And then there's this pitch black, like, dark room where the gay section is, and that's where all the ass fucking goes.
Do they have a ladies' room?
Yeah, there is a ladies' bathroom.
Wait, so...
So that's where you should be hanging out?
First off, Joe didn't listen to the story at all when you talked about the bathroom. No, because he mentioned the bathrooms already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fucking deaf and you don't listen.
I don't listen.
All right, so here's my question, though. Are there dudes actually just, like, ass-fucking when you walk in?
No.
All right, because you said that's where the ass-fucking... Now I'm imagining guys
straddling
rows of chairs and fucking each other in the ass.
Yeah, there's, like, a bunch of sections off in the theater where you can go in private and you can, like, commit the ass-fucking.
Okay, so ass-fucking is happening, but it's not blatant.
Yeah.
Okay. So now take me through this. You sit down.
So I sit down in the main theater for a little bit.
Now, do you take instantly? Wait, do you instantly take your cock out?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so your cock is instantly out. All right.
Real ugly.
Yes. I'm having difficulty getting a stiff one because I'm watching two white toothpicks fucking on the main screen, and that doesn't do anything.
All right, so you're not getting hard. You have chocolate limp spaghetti dick. In the Jerko Theater. All right.
Because twinks don't do it.
So I go to the lobby where the black porn is being played, and I got a little bit of a stiffy there. I like black.
Wait, so you ran out and got hard in the lobby and then ran back in?
No. I went into the lobby, got hard, jerked it a little bit in there in front of people.
Wait, in the lobby?
In the lobby.
You took your dick out in the lobby of the movie theater and jerked off.
Yeah, you got it, but you have to understand.
You had to be there.
You had to be there, folks.
Most of this place is dark. So
are you.
It really doesn't matter.
All right, so your dick is out, you jerk off in the lobby, you get a hard-on, you run back into the other theater. Take me through this real fast because we got to go to commercial. So go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so after I jerked off a little bit in the lobby, I went upstairs to the gay section, and that's when I kind of really got into it.
Wait, you got into it yourself?
I started jerking off more.
Okay.
Oh, and as I was when I was up there, I saw this dude getting blown by this old black guy. His pants were down, both of their pants were down. I could literally see his cock and balls getting stuck.
Oh,
nice!
And
good for
you! The black guy was wearing tighty whities.
Did you take any photographs while you were there?
Joe wants photographs.
They can't do that.
I can't take photographs of this state.
Tell them you're on the phone, you know.
These guys are all senators. They don't want their pictures taken.
So wait.
Get to the part where you're getting touched, because I got to go to break. So hurry up.
We had de Blasio in there.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make this quick. So I jerk off, then this guy comes up to me, Hispanic guy, a little bit small, a little bit chubby. He starts getting down with his knees. He sucks me off, and then
even a hello.
Yeah, he just sucks me off.
He just went. Oh, there's a cock.
He didn't ask permission.
He sucks me off.
Jesus.
Wow.
So then we get up. Uh-huh. We go downstairs to the ladies' the ladies' room.
Okay.
And we trade. We both got our pants down and we trade blowjobs. And then I fucked him. And, so I fucked him. And then he goes off. I go back upstairs. My pants are now fully down. I'm jerking off more. And here comes the guy who is getting blown. By the way, this guy is wearing white lace panties.
All right.
He comes up to me, starts touching my dick. And we engage in a lot of touching, heavy touching. He starts tit fucking me.
Tit fucking you?
Was he on the chair?
Tit fucking me.
So wait, he took his dick and put it between your tits?
Yes, he did.
God, I pay money to watch all of this.
What a Saturday night.
This has to be hysterical. I would be laughing my pants.
He starts tip fucking me. We're really into it. He starts riding me, and then he fucks off. I finish. I come, and again, and then this old black guy, like, he's fucking, like, downstairs while I was fucking the Latin guy. Like, he was asking me to go in public. Not in public. So one of the exits to, like, you know, whatever. And I was kind of leading him on because I really didn't want him to touch me. So he was upstairs, like, watching me getting kissed. After that, I kind of lead him on more. We go into the main theater again. I'm standing around talking to him, and I leave. I was blown twice.
Wow! Way to go, Liberace!
I hope it's a boy.
Holy shit! Way to go, Liberace! Holy shit!
What a dick!
Wow!
You should get Gloria Allred in there.
Can I, instead of bisexual Marcus, can I start calling you Black Liberace?
Yes, you can, sir.
Black,
I don't mind. Please do.
That's literally.
But I still love the ladies. I still love the ladies.
That's because Eddie wants you to tickle his ivory.
Wait. Hold on for a second. You didn't find that story intriguing as fuck?
It was interesting.
Billy, that's not even on the gay tip. That is one of the weirdest fucking stories I've ever heard. And I sat there like this. And what?
My guy in the panties kind of had a very impressive dick on him. He had a really, really. He had a nice baby arm one.
He had a baby arm cock. Oh, Jesus. Wow. Well, good for you, Black Liberace.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm very glad you had a...
I'm glad you got some sex. Yeah. I can't... What am I going to say,
you
Danny?
Got some dick.
How do you not cheer a friend on? Yeah. I mean, come on. Bisexual Marcus, a.k.a. Black Liberace, got laid. In a fucking weird jerk-off theater.
Sort of, yeah.
He got titty fucked, and he fucked the dude, and sucked off, and he jerked off in a lobby.
Yeah.
What did you do Saturday?
Yeah.
I had toast. What did you do? Nothing.
And it was all on the first date, too.
Marcus, I got to hang up on you. I got to break.
Sorry, you guys. Take it easy now.
All right. Tell the guys to calm down. All right? If the floor's sticky, stop licking it, all right?
Hey, forget about it. Don't sit on the wet seat stand, boy.
Later, brother. Wow, Jesus Christ. What a story.
What's the name of this theater? Did he get laid in the theater place?
Joe's going to go. I just want to know if I can stop by, boy.
I want to bring a date.
Once I'm dead.
Imagine you brought your wife to that movie theater.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine, like, honey, we're going to the movies. And then you go to that movie theater and, like, you just, I thought Avengers was showing.
Oh, this is a normal place.
Let's just stay here and watch this.
I'll tell you.
718-577-1389. When we come back, something totally heterosexual. Damon Feldman will be here, the author of the new book, 16-Minute Man, opposite of 16-Inch Man, which is what, titty-fucked Black Marcus, which is a different thing going on. It's the Ham Radio Show. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, more wine, more women, more show. This is the Ham Radio Show. Biatch, come out!
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You are listening to Ham Radio. So give me a hell yeah.
Yeah! Let's see if we can get Damon Feldman on the phone. It's the Ham Radio Show live. Hold on, Billy. You're not on the mic yet. What, Billy?
That would be helpful.
It would be helpful. I didn't know you were actually going to talk.
I'm not.
I know. Let's see if we get Damon on the phone.
Weird.
There we go. Got the phone ringing dingy. Damon
That's
Feldman.
True.
It's the Ham Radio Show, hamradioshow.com.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for the big diesel boxing guy, Damon Feldman.
The radio show. Hey, how are you, man?
Hey, who he's like, he's on, I'm on a radio show. You tell him.
I'm real excited to be on your show, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm excited to have you on, bro. We're big fucking fans of the celebrity boxing. We were just going over before. We were talking about like all the fights that you set up because you're the promoter. By the way, we're talking to Damon Feldman, author of the new book, 16 Minute Man. You can get that book, Damon. Where can they get the book?
You can get my book. Well, book signing is tomorrow. My first one. It's in Philadelphia, in South Philadelphia, at the Chickie and Pete's, and it's the book release party, and then it's going to be available on my website, DamonFeldman.com.
There you go. So DamonFeldman.com, you can get it there, but there is a book signing at Chickie and Pete's in South Philadelphia. For more information, go on his website, DamonFeldman.com, and you can get all the stuff that you need to know, like all the dates and everything else, all the fights that are coming up, everything that Damon's promoting right there at your fingertips, DamonFeldman.com. Now, we were trying to figure out, you had Tonya Hardigan, who she fought who?
Yeah, well, she fought, I was involved in the first event with Fox
yeah.
as a coordinator, but for me, she fought three times. She fought a girl in Philadelphia, Brittany Drake, who TMZ just ran the piece where she knocked the girl out with one punch. Then she took on some guy who was a former skater, and she won. And then she was about to take on this drag queen of Miami, and when we got to the press conference, she pulled out because she said she didn't know the drag queen was a guy. And really crazy. So there's some crazy stories in the book. You know, Rodney King lived with me for 4 years. And just building it up, and you know, Tonya Harding, Octo Mom, Tila Tequila, Tan Mom, they all fought for me.
Well, that's what we, because we were, all right, let's take one thing at a time, because you've done a lot of celebrities that you've given, that's why the name of the book, by the way, is the 16-Minute Man, because you give them that extra minute. You put them back on the spotlight. You give them the stage in which they can showcase some form of skill, and then they go on to do other things. You're the bridge in between, which I think you do a big deal, because when you watch the movie I, Tonya, at the end of the movie, they talk about her celebrity boxing. So technically, you're, you know, they didn't mention you by name, but your celebrity boxing was in the movie I, Tonya, which is pretty fucking cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man, definitely. And, you know, her making a movie, I'm hoping to get a biopic maybe about me. I'm a former undefeated fighter, got injured, stopped at 9-0, got into promoting. But, you know, you never know. But as far as Harding, man, you know, she was all part of my journey in building this. And so was several others, like Michael Rohan. I did them all, man. You know, the Hollywood mistresses. Mel Gibson's mistress took on Tiger Woods' mistress. I had Battle of UFC stars. Tank Abbott took on Kimo Leopoldo.
Nice.
Some great matches, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't just like sideshow freak tomfoolery bullshit. There were some actually good fights that came out of the celebrity boxing.
Yeah. Another good fight was Coolio, the rapper, movie star. He took on Jeremy Jackson, the kid from Baywatch, and the kid from Baywatch knocked Coolio out. You could see that online.
Sorry, Joe, you weren't in the thing.
No, I just have
no. Because Jeremy's been on our show, so we should actually have him back to talk about that.
Yeah,
he's
sure.
been on the show a couple
Absolutely.
Times.
He can fight, man. He can fight.
Well, he's in shape, that little bastard. He's in actual, you know, he's in actual.
Yeah.
Because I was going through your stuff. We were talking about the because me and you were talking today. We were talking about the interview and. Not like a pre-interview, but talking shit and talking shop and things like that. And we were going over
things.
Yeah, now, quick question. When you say, because I was reading the bio and we're going over everything. Where did you get hurt? Because it said you had a slip and fall. But where did you fall that took you out of the game? Because you were up for a
fight. What happened?
You were going to fight the title.
Yeah, man, I was on my way. I stopped at 9-0. I fell off a curb, crazy accident, messed my neck up.
Wow. Oh,
and I couldn't continue. I just was a young guy, lost interest, and got into promoting and, you know, built celebrity boxing up, hooked up with Danny Bonaducci, and started doing celebrity fights.
Yeah, that was a great fight. Him and,
well, Jose Canseco.
What's that?
He had a couple of fights with Yabonaducci.
Oh,
the Jose Canseco one, the one with Horshack.
That was the best.
and Barry Williams.
And Barry Williams. From the Brady Bunch. Mm-hmm. Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, they all fought. Yeah, exactly, man. You know, it's funny, like, Screech is a wild guy, too. But the one of the best ones was Canseco Bonaducci. We did 3,000 people, and everyone was really excited about that.
Yeah, but see, this is what I'm saying. Because this is like one of those things in life where you hear about that it happens for a reason. It sucks that your fucking boxing dream kind of got shattered when your neck got shattered, when you fell off the curb and you hurt yourself.
Yeah.
But without that happening, then we don't have the amazing celebrity boxing, which led to all the other crap, which thus has led to the book, which thus has led to possibly a movie down the road, which has led to a lot of other shit. So if you don't get hurt, this never happens. You just become a boxer, and you could have been a boxer, a big-name boxer. But the odds of you becoming a big-name boxer to this becoming, like, the kingpin of celebrity boxing is an accident created from tragedy came fucking amazing shit. That's an amazing
this
story.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true, definitely.
And that's why your book, The 16-Minute Man, it's going to be a good read because you go all into everything. Everything is nothing is off limits in the book. Nothing, everything's uncensored. Everything's you go into every little. You talk about your mother, who was a paraplegic.
Yeah.
She got hurt. You had a what was it, your father? What was up with your father? I forgot the. Your mother was a paraplegic, but your father was...
My mom was injured. She was a quadriplegic in a wheelchair. My dad trained 6 world boxing champions.
Ah.
He's how I got into boxing, but they both taught me how to be a fighter. And it really did, man. It just gave me the career where I'm going right now. And I'm, you know, I gained a lot of opportunities here. And the book coming out, you know, like I was featured on today's in Philadelphia, I'm featured on the big paper here on the cover because my book. So it's, I'm real excited, man. There's some great things coming up. And being on your show, man, I really appreciate it. And just really excited about all this.
Yeah, well, dude, we're happy to have you. And I, dude, the reason why I didn't.
Yeah, get you in a celebrity boxing match.
That's a great idea.
Who am I taking
on? Who do you
want
to fight?
I will fuck up Screech. I'll tell you that right now.
How about Bruce Sutter?
We never see that. You know a funny story about Screech, right?
Yeah.
So he came to Florida. We're hanging out. And I joked around with him. He was refereeing. I was like, listen, man, Rorschach just walked in. This is like 8 years ago, 7 years ago. This is when he was alive. Rorschach said, he wants to do a rematch. He said, listen, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back, and we'll talk about it, right? He came back, he went left, and he never came back. We were upstairs, and he kicked in the door. Get the fuck out of here. You know, excuse my get out of the room. He wouldn't come out of the room. Crazy guy, man. He doesn't want to fight, though.
See, that's the guy I would want to fight, because I would fuck the fuck. I would beat that shit. That is like, I don't want to get...
Jose is cool. I mean, I want to get some newer talent, too. Like, more guys that, like, former child star. I talked to Corey Feldman. I talked to everyone, try to get them in the ring. You know, there's nobody I haven't tried to get in the ring, basically. Yeah.
You should have Corey Feldman take on one of the people that he says sexually abused him. That would be a huge fight.
Else, man.
Yeah, that would be a huge fight. Like, he gets to actually,
you know,
put hands.
He called out, man. He called out Charlie Sheen. He said, if you get Sheen to do it, that's who I want to fight.
Wow.
Dude, I would watch Charlie Sheen, Corey Feldman. That would be an outstanding fight.
That would be an outstanding fight.
But I think that's crazy, man. I think that, honestly, there'd be a lot of dancing from Corey Feldman, and I think that Sheen, even though the condition that he's in right now, I still think Sheen could take him. I think Sheen has a power game.
You probably, yeah, I think so, too. I mean, Coolio will probably get hit with one shot and turn away.
Yeah. I don't want to get hit by, like, Jose Canseco. Even though Jose...
He can punch, so, yeah, you don't want to get hit by Jose, no.
He's a fucking freight train with arms. Yeah, really? He's doing roids the whole time. Yeah, now.
Tommy Morrison against...
he can punch.
Two HIV fights. Yeah. That would be good. Yeah, Tommy Gunn versus Charlie Sheen would be a great fight, too.
Oh man. Fight. Well, you know, he died, Tommy Gunn. You know that. I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't.
He died a few years ago. Yeah, it's a shame, man. I always wanted to get him in celebrity boxing because of the movie, and I thought he'd be great.
Sure. So Charlie Sheen wins.
He died.
Charlie Sheen wins by knockout. TKO.
By default,
yeah, that's it. It's funny you say that because I got this new app coming out on the computer. I can't talk too much about it, but it's a new app where you put two celebrities in there. If they got in a fight or something, TMZ, all them talking about it, but never actually did a fight, we'll put them, their names in there, and it compu-fights them and says who wins.
Oh, cool, see, that's cool.
Nice.
When that thing drops, you got to come back again.
Absolutely.
Because now that's something you always say, like, if you put Bruce Lee versus Jackie Chan in a fight, who walks out? You know what I mean? Like, who walks out? And I still think Bruce Lee. But Jackie Chan would give him a run for his money. That's the problem.
Exactly. But, you know, that's it. We put it in on the computer, they pick it out from size, height, weight, and their background.
Sure.
See?
Really cool.
I want Steven Seagal versus Arnold. Chuck Norris.
Arnold.
No, we can't get Arnold.
Oh, yeah. No, we got to do the one that everybody's talking about. Remember Foreman said he'd fight Steven Seagal?
Yeah, let's do it.
That was the big thing they were talking.
How old is Foreman now? 108?
Oh, he's probably 60.
Man, he's like 68.
Wow, yeah.
I still think at 68 he can kick the shit out of Steven Seagal.
For about one round.
Yeah, he can punch.
Yeah, he can punch. That fucking punch, like a concrete, it's like a cinder block.
It knocks down trees.
Yeah. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Because I know you're at dinner or whatever you're doing. I don't want to bother you and keep you going.
No, man. No, I appreciate you coming out. I was really excited to do your show, man. And unfortunately, I had to do this thing at this place of here in my hometown. But I'm really excited to be on your show, man. I really appreciate it. And I'd love to do your show anytime.
No, absolutely. You are open. You have an open invitation, especially when that app drops, because I definitely want to fuck around. We'll get some weird celebrities and put them together and see what we get going, because that would be hysterical.
And we got to get you in there. We got to get you in there, man. Not all the radio stars or...
Look,
he was a referee or something.
Uncle Eddie versus Joe.
Yeah, I'll kick the shit out of
you. We got some knockout drag ass, let me tell you, buddy.
Look, yeah, but I...
Hey, I can put you in with Joey Buttafuoco. He fought Amy Fisher's husband. Amy Fisher's husband knocked him out.
Yeah, I read that in the bio, too. So did they kick the shit? Because they didn't like each other for real, right? They hated each other, those two.
Nah, they really did. Then they were trying to get it on. They got in a fight at the press conference. It was crazy. Two older guys. It was like these two 58-year-old guys getting into it. It was really crazy.
They're fighting over Amy Fisher?
You got to see her now. She's like all plasticked up, man.
Really?
Whole different look to her now. Yeah. Well, they will get her on the show.
Didn't she get into porn? Wasn't she doing?
Yeah, that's what she's doing, I think, now.
With the guy that Jeremy Foote.
Yeah, something like that. You know, she fought Octomom on one of my cards.
Oh, cool.
And she lost. Yeah, Octomom beat her.
Well, Octomom shit out 8 kids. And she can take a punch.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yo, she's no joke. She trained, like, for hours. Like, we hit the gym once in Springfield, Massachusetts. We were at the gym. I was like, where's Octomom at? Me and my boys. And I was like, here she comes. An hour and a half later, still on the stairmaster. It's crazy, phenomenal phenom. How she works out.
Stays in shape.
And the best part is she has that secret weapon. If you punch her in the vagina, you lose your glove.
Oh, stop.
That's great, brother.
Just whoosh. Where's my glove? In her womb.
Ooh.
That's baby number 9.
Another one.
There it comes.
Yeah, yeah.
Damon Feldman. Go to DamonFeldman.com. The name of the book is The 16-Minute Man, because he's the guy that gives... you that one more extra minute in your 15 minutes of fame.
Yes,
and he puts you in the ring.
That's right.
In a 20 by 20 foot ring, and he sets it up, and you go out there and you get to that squared circle and you make stuff happen. And on top of that, he's lived one wild and crazy life, and that's why you need to pick up the copy of the book, and you need to go to DamonFeldman.com. But if you're in the Philly area, if you're in the South Philly area, go to Chickie and Pete's. Tomorrow is the book signing. You can meet Damon. You can say, hi, how do you do? And possibly hear some stories up close and personal, because he's going to be there signing the books.
Absolutely.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely, man. Nah, that sounds great. You know, everybody's open to come out. The taping my TV documentary and the sizzle reel for the 16-Minute Man show. So everybody's welcome to come out, and I appreciate you having me on.
Dude, absolutely. Round of applause to the 16-Minute Man. Damon Feldman.
Yeah.
He's going to get me to fight Butterbean. I don't want to fight Butterbean. Anybody but Butterbean.
Butterbean. He fought for me, too. He fought a cop out of Philadelphia. Crazy story, man. It was pretty wild. But,
he fought a cop?
It's funny, man. Yeah, he fought one of my celebrity fights. He fought another pro fighter, but we did it as an exhibition, celebrity exhibition, and the cop won by a split decision. And it's in the book. It's all in the book.
It's all in the book. You got to get the book, The 16-Minute Man, because now I think I can take Butterbean, because he lost to a cop.
Butterbean. And the worst case scenario, I'll put you with Phil Margera, the Bam Margera's dad. He also fought for me, and he won.
I'll fight Phil. I will fight Phil. That'll be some good shit. The one and only Damon Feldman, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Thanks a lot for having me, guys. Have a great day.
All the best. Too. Enjoy your book. Enjoy everything, buddy.
You too, guys. Thank you so much.
Later, man.
Okay.
What a guy.
Nice guy.
I like him. Yeah, Danny, get the fuck off the show. I like him. He's taking his spot. That's what's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Nice guy.
The one guy I would never want to fight was Butterbean. He always scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, well, he's big.
No, because he looks like me. If I shave my head, take off my shirt, and put on boxing, I look exactly like... He looks
you
like King Hippo.
Butterbean.
Yeah, he was kind of cute.
He looks like King Hippo come to life.
You call yourself Kidney Bean.
I'm Kidney Bean. This is Butterbean. Yeah. We're the Bean Boys, and we go out there.
Butterbean was my brother's, rest in peace, my brother's favorite boxer. He loved him. He always lost, by the way, but he loved him.
No, he won the tough man stuff.
The tough man, but boxing is...
Regular boxing, he could never do because he had no stamina.
He got his ass kicked or somebody.
Remember the time where you... Who was with me? It might have been Bobby Pay-Per-View and not you guys. When we were... Yeah, because we were in Philly. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania, when he knocked out Bart Gunn.
Right.
And he, like, caved in the guy's fucking face. That in like seconds, dude. Really? Wait, let me see if I can.
Remember when they were promoting the hell out of that whole fight thing, and it was going to be this
the brawl for all.
And it
was supposed to be for Dr. Death.
You destroyed the one guy's career, and boom.
It was supposed to be for Dr. Death, Steve Williams,
right?
And then it ended up being fucking all screwed up.
Yeah.
And then it ended up being a one-sided argument where Dr. Death was just thrown out of the whole thing. Gone.
Well, he was a dangerous man.
He was a dangerous man. Let me see if I can get the
very
actual...
nice guy, though, when you meet him outside of that world.
That's the knockout. I want to get the... I think Joe burnt the things.
Yes.
Do you smell that? The pizza rolls, they smell burned. Woo! They're toasty, roasty, warm.
Yeah, but you throw a little sauce on them now.
You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. This is the actual knockout. And, of course, there's a commercial in the way. Goddamn.
Of course there is.
Goddamn white people with your goddamn commercials.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
But it's a choice.
Here we go.
WrestleMania 20.
First round, it was like 30 seconds. Here,
boom!
At WrestleMania 15.
WrestleMania Recall. Counting down to the greatest sports.
Yeah, I was there for that. WrestleMania 15 in Philadelphia. His face caved in. He was done with his wrestling career after that. He didn't do shit.
But I remember those Tough Man competitions. They used to be on at like 2, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And like, because they wouldn't show it during quote unquote regular hours.
No, they had to be a different because there might be blood.
There might be blood.
It was straight up blood. There were many times, right, the mismatches they would put together. You look and you go, and this guy's 6'8", 450.
Yeah.
He's going to kill this guy. And this guy would just like two steps, come in, bang, bang, couple-ish body shots, nail the guy with an uppercut, get him to go back, and then take him out. It was like,
well, that was like when the
boom.
When the UFC first started.
Yeah.
The UFC was that. That's exactly what it was.
Pretty much.
It was supposed to be a program where we could promote Gracie Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah.
And then it was like the weirdest bunch of assholes that all looked like Butterbean. Yeah. All different shades and colors of Butterbeans come out and fight.
Shit, the one guy from Jersey, I think, Yalber or something, he was a big monstrous guy.
Yeah.
And, like, he also wrestled as a sumo wrestler. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy was just big.
Oh, that big black dude?
Yeah.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
monstrous.
He did. He went to Japan and wrestled as a sumo,
They paired him up with, like, Danny.
and,
like, Danny just walked up and just, like, popped him right in the jaw, and that was it. It was like,
oh,
what
Look, I imagine that Danny would knock a motherfucker out. Danny had two brothers that probably beat the shit out of him.
Yeah,
and he grew up to be that little resentful little kid that fought back a bunch of times.
Yeah, but you got
to... And I think he knows how to do it.
Yeah, but you got to catch him when he's got the right purse. Otherwise, you know,
we're
not in trouble.
You want to mess with his heels. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Danny's telling me we have to go to break.
Yes.
So we'll go to break now. When we come back, we'll finish out the show the only way we know how to. Lousy.
Yeah,
that's what we do.
That's what we're gonna do.
That's right. It's the
Am
Ham Radio
the only
Show.
One that can see the fucking sunrise here.
Absolutely, you're the only one. Yeah. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park, and you want to bail out? Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
shit!
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout for four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What?
Yeah! Come on! 108 days, 21 hours, until Uncle Eddie and Danny invade Las Vegas! Oh, come on. You know what we're talking about. The 2018 Expo, right there in the heart of Vegas at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel and Casino. Of course, the Expo 2018, August 19th through the 22nd. You need to be there and celebrate, of course, with our official sponsor of the Expo, the wonderful people at Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic, handcrafted tequila. That's Religion Tequila. For more information on them, go to ReligionTequila.com. For more information on the Expo, go to the edpub.com. That's the edpub.com, and get ready to rock all August 19th through the 22nd at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel and hang out with me, Danny, and a whole bunch of other guys and girls at the one and only Hard Rock Casino Hotel. We'll see you in August. Yeah! Come on! I like this music. I'm gonna dance a little bit. Come on!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. In the wake of Bill Cosby's recent sexual assault conviction, Temple University has responded by yanking his degree. Convicted of having sex with unconscious women, the sheer physicality of that alone makes Cosby already well familiar with a certain degree of yanking.
Get ready for the Zim Zam and the Babbity Bibbity.
Receiving nearly 100 awards during its original run, fans of the White House political drama The West Wing are eagerly awaiting confirmation that the show will be brought back to primetime. See, Donald? That's what it looks like when a president wins the popular vote. For those of you who missed the Daytime Emmy Awards, industry insiders took time out to recognize the past year's excellence in weekday daytime programming, better known as the filler between technical school, low-cost auto insurance, and class-action lawsuit commercials.
Get an anonymous online quote now.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
You were young. This ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry.
Ba-na-na.
Say, live and let die.
Yeah!
Live and let die.
Man. Come on!
No!
Billy, do me a favor. Go to GNR.com.
Why?
Because there was supposedly a countdown clock up there.
Not again.
Yep, they got something going on.
Well, something just...
I think it's the 40th anniversary of Appetite for Destruction, but I could be wrong. You got to check it out. I don't know what it is, so let's see if we can find out. 718-577-1389.
Oh, look, that's available.
It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Hey, did you see the ghost announcements this week?
Did I see the December 15th?
Right, that whole little press conference they made.
No, I did not see the press conference.
It was very interesting.
Why? Tell me about
it. They got the Gramercy Theater for that Monday afternoon, Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
Basically, if you were there, you could get... When they went through the whole thing telling stories and this and that, and it was actually entertaining. It was kind of funny and entertaining.
By the way, Joe, Ghost is a rock band.
Oh, yeah. They're
that
very good.
Has a kind of weird stage show. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
All right, if you don't know what it is, look up the band Ghost.
I certainly will.
It's entertaining.
Giggles writes, why can't you ever put out a veggie platter or some fruit?
Because nobody would eat that?
She's going to make you eat that. We're going to have some soybean. Do they make soybean pizza or something like that?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, and now she's going to make it for Billy.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe, you jackass.
What's
that, tofu or tofu?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Giggles?
Do you think I don't eat vegetables, Giggles?
Sure you do.
Is that like the weird misconception of fat people? Mm. That fat people... People don't all eat vegetables. We do. Sometimes, from time to time, I have a salad. It's delicious.
Wow.
I enjoy it.
You do?
Yes.
Potato. Ooh.
Potato. No, not potato salad. Macaroni salad.
Ah.
No, I have all
extra
kinds
mayo.
Of salad.
She made lots of pasta.
I like. I poop very freely. My BMs are very nice, soft, and smooth. Because I eat some vegetables. Joe, on the other hand, does not eat vegetables.
I eat rocks.
He is the fucking worst.
He'd like to eat rocks.
He is the absolute worst when it comes to eating vegetables.
And I'm constipated all the time.
Because you don't eat vegetables. We tell you this all the time.
I know, but it's the color. I don't like green.
So there are other vegetables that aren't green, you fucking tard.
Get the yellow waxed beans. You'll be fine.
They really?
They're delicious.
Oh, I don't think so. Well, I like corn. I like corn.
So wait, you won't like a you like yellow corn,
like
but you
corn.
Won't like a yellow bean.
No, the corn is very different.
Why is corn very different?
Because it tastes good. I
what, the yellow beans don't fuck? The yellow beans don't taste good?
Beans, the only beans I like are baked beans, you know, like pork and beans.
Those are healthy for you.
I like those. I eat those all the time.
That will make you poop.
That's a good vegetable.
So anyway, the Guns N' Roses site, apparently, like, it's some sort of...
Way to segue from one shit to another.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Apparently, there's going to be some sort of radio programming that they'll be doing.
Radio programming?
I think. I mean, you're listening. Like, when you click on it, it says, listen now. So, boom, you're listening.
Listen now!
And they want you to get involved with your mobile device to participate further.
Ooh!
Do you have to donate any money?
So, GNR has an app. That is what we're getting at.
Perhaps.
You need, what is the fuck, what word is she using, Danny? Can you see this word? I can't read that fucking word. What is that word? Hold on for 1 second. What is the giant word that she says? You need the blank physicochemical?
Physiochemical.
Physicochemical.
I think that's wrong.
They prevent cancer. Fuck, everything fucking gives you cancer. Shut up.
Air. God damn it. Don't you look up and see the chemtrails left by the planes?
Yeah. I ate well. I had vegetables. I shouldn't have cancer. Go ask Robin Quivers, who was a vegetarian who put nothing in her body but pure, organic, all that stuff. She almost died.
Really?
From vegetables,
you see?
No, not from vegetables. Oh, but what I'm saying is she had a fucking grapefruit-sized tumor.
Really?
In her body.
Yeah, vegetables do that.
And almost died. No, vegetables didn't do it. Stop blaming vegetables,
Joe.
They do
because, you see, vegetables have sand in them. You know, when they pick it from the ground, you eat the sand.
Not all vegetables have sand.
Sure they
tend
do.
To wash these things.
You
want, but,
first
you
of all, wash the vegetables
you can't
out.
Get it all off. It's always there. You get, it's like, you know how they make an oyster
like
makes a pearl? It's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, because you give an oyster a piece of sand, and it turns into a pearl because he gets annoyed. It's the same thing. When you take sand in your body, you get annoyed, you grow a tumor. Makes sense, doesn't it?
It makes absolutely no sense. The fucking thing, the clam does not fucking get annoyed.
It gets a pearl.
And turn into a pearl.
Sure it does. It gets good. Before you know it, that piece of sand becomes a pearl.
You fucking tard.
Well, it does.
You're not cleaning it right, she said, Joe. I don't know if she's talking about your dick or...
It's like all the romaine lettuce. Ooh. That came out there. Everybody's getting E. coli and shit.
Well, you're getting E. coli because...
And I love romaine lettuce. There's one green I like.
Wait, you're getting E. coli because motherfuckers are pissing in the fields.
Yeah, no, nobody does that.
While picking the fucking shit.
No.
Because they work them to death, even though the Kanye says slavery is a fucking choice.
They have a choice. They don't have to go to work that day.
That's right.
Well, how am I going to get my fucking salad?
The American, they eat...
That giggle says I don't eat.
Can have government cheese.
God damn it.
No, they don't give that out anymore. Many people are telling me they don't get it anymore.
There's no more government cheese.
Government cheese.
No more.
Oh, too bad.
Why we don't give out government greens... I will never understand.
Yeah, you know, you got a point there. Why didn't they just hand everybody a head of lettuce?
Because it costs too much.
What? Cheese is very expensive. Cheese costs a lot.
Cheese
is
innocent.
All processed garbage.
So?
That's why, like...
But lettuce grows for free. You throw a couple of seeds in the ground, but I think it's there.
Yeah, but then you got to have somebody clean it, pick it, ship it, then...
You know
distribute
what?
It.
Send all the people out to the fields that are picking themselves.
And then, well, you can't do that because there's no nutritional value, no nutrition label on there. Because that's why you can't give most of this stuff to the homeless, thanks to Bloomberg.
Sam Kennison's line. He just always says, why don't they just go where the food is?
Yeah,
all these starving people.
Food.
Are you doing Sam's act?
No, I said I like Sam Kennison. I gave him total credit for it.
I know, but you also didn't put it in the right perspective.
Well, am I Sam Kennison?
No, not doing the actual act. I'm saying he did that for Ethiopians.
Yeah, well, we were talking about hungry people.
He's talking about motherfucking Mexicans in a field picking lettuce.
Doesn't have to be Mexican.
Well, that's who's usually picking the lettuce.
We're talking about starving people.
That's not even a racist thing. That's a fact.
Right.
They're the ones picking our lettuce. Okay? I'm sorry. That's what they are. There's nothing wrong with them. I'm just saying that they're picking my lettuce. and I would like my romaine, and I will clean it to get all the sand and shit out of it,
yeah.
So I don't make a pearl.
They should make it
in
a different
body.
Color. You know, it's not for nothing, but green is the color of spoilage. When something turns green, you throw it away. That's the way it is. So.
No, blue cheese.
Well, blues,
but
no,
how do you know when blue
good.
Cheese goes bad?
You
it's
don't.
Already
it
bad.
It can't go bad. It's impossible.
It's impossible. It's already bad.
That's one of those things you can eat it 500 years later. It still it tastes like shit, but you can eat it.
I don't know about
it's,
that.
See, I don't think that that's an actual fact.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait, hold on.
I'm not a fan of the blue cheese.
Let's go to the wise Alexa.
Everybody knows this.
Hold on. Alexa. Does blue cheese go bad?
Okay, the skill Save the Food can help you with that. Let's try it.
Okay.
Welcome to Save the Food.
Save the
Together,
food.
We can help fight food waste.
Okay.
Huzzah! Just ask me questions like Alexa, ask Save the Food how to store bananas. Alexa, ask Save the Food if my apples are still good.
Yeah, you get
or
to a
Alexa,
certain age, your apples
ask Save the Food if wilted celery is still good.
Okay. Alexa, is blue cheese still good after a week?
I don't recognize that.
What?
Try asking me again. Or you can try asking about another food.
Shut up. Alexa, why does blue cheese dressing come with an expiration date?
To fight food waste, you can ask me questions about almost any food.
I
For
did.
Example,
I don't think he did a good one.
Alexa, ask Save the
Alexa!
Food how to store a banana.
Why is blue cheese moldy?
I don't recognize that.
Wow, you're
try
a bitch!
Try asking me again. Or you can try asking about another food.
Alexa, stop.
Goodbye.
You're fucking embarrassing yourself.
Really,
the cheese is old and moldy.
There's no shit that broad.
Alexa, why is blue cheese moldy?
Okay, the skill Save the Food can help you with
no!
that.
No!
Let's
get
try
out of
it.
Skill!
Welcome to Save the Food.
No more
Together,
skills!
We can make the food last longer and fight food
Shut
waste.
Shut up!
Huzzah!
No, not huzzah!
To learn what you can
Fuck
ask
you.
Me, say help.
Alexa, stop!
How can I tell you?
Goodbye.
You twat.
Oh, my God.
Why can't someone just answer my question? Why is blue cheese moldy? How fucking hard is that question to answer?
Oh, Giggle says you're not asking right. It says you have to say, ask Save the Foods first.
We were already in the Save the Food.
Well,
that's why she went huzzar. Didn't you hear the huzzar?
No.
She fucking huzzard. I fucking heard huzzar.
Yeah.
God damn it. She huzzard, Danny. Don't fucking tell me she didn't huzzar.
Alexa, what noise does a bear make?
Wait, no. Alexa, what noise does a bear make?
Oh,
sounds
good.
Like Billy at the sex.
I was going to say.
During.
Durison. Alexa, what
you
sound?
You animal, you.
You fucked it up, Joe. Now you fucked
In
up.
In physics,
yeah.
Sound is a vibration
Alexa,
that typically.
Stop. You twat. Shut up. Alexa, what sound does an elephant make? I just like making noises.
Alexa, what sound does a chicken make?
A chicken sounds something like cluck, cluck, cluck. Although I'm not sure which sound it makes when crossing the road.
See, sometimes she's a twat.
And a dog goes bow wow.
Alexa, bark like a dog. A big dog. Did you find anything about blue cheese, Billy? I hope to God that somebody is looking up about blue cheese.
It's bad when it smells like ammonia.
Ammonia?
Yes.
Oh, the name Rumi Ammonia.
So how long, but how what's its shelf life?
It's
got to have a shelf life.
At least 3 to 4 weeks in a fridge.
So you wait till it gets moldy.
I got blue cheese in my fridge since Kennedy was president.
Well, you might want to change, like, clean your fridge.
Something totally tells me. Yeah, he's totally fucking right about that.
It's growing. I'm scared. I don't like blue cheese.
It's blue cheese, not green cheese, you motherfucker.
Well, it'll get moldy on the outside, and you get the brie consistency on the inside.
No.
And, you know, I don't know. I'm not a blue cheese fan.
Not to mention also, I just ate a burnt fucking pizza roll and it, ugh.
Do you like cheese at all?
I love cheese.
Cheese I like,
I
yes.
I love cheese.
What's your favorite cheese?
Blue cheese.
Actually, my favorite cheese is Swiss cheese.
This is, by the way, what the show is reverted to. Yeah. What's your favorite cheese we're playing right now?
I like Famunda.
Oh,
Famunda cheese, yes.
I enjoy Schmegma.
He likes the cheese delicious. Between his toes.
All right, so what's your favorite cheese, Joe? I didn't hear you.
I like Swiss cheese. It's actually my favorite. Charlesburg Swiss is the best.
How many times have you put your penis through the holes in the Swiss cheese?
I've done that quite a few times, as a matter of fact. You think it's not funny, but...
It never stops being funny. Yeah, it never stops being funny.
Yeah, you take a thin piece of Swiss cheese, you wrap it around your dick, and believe me, it's not bad.
And then you walk in and you tell your wife, hey,
yeah,
the cheese
this.
Platter is open. And then you just start... You start making the cheese go around on your dick.
Well, you make your cheese... Like a cannoli, you know?
Like a party favor.
Yeah.
My favorite cheese is a sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar. Huh?
I like a sharp cheddar. I like a cheese with some bite.
I love me some provolone.
Well, provolone.
Provolone's
a
good.
Sharp provolone. Like from the Half Moon, that fucking provolone.
Absolutely. Like sharp. It's got to be sharp. Got to bite.
The cold cut one sucks. I don't like that.
That's
one.
A different one.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's very mild and bland.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like that.
Well,
one.
Don't eat it.
I won't eat it. Yeah. Huzzah, Billy.
It's like Palio mozzarella and the fresh one. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
One of them resembles your brain.
Anyway, I like this horseradish cheese.
Oh, that's good.
It's great. Like on a basic, plain, good chicken cutlet, they just melt it in.
Absolutely.
You hear that,
nice little sandwich.
He wants a nice chicken cutlet with some horseradish cheese.
It melts onto it nicely. You make a nice little sandwich, and you're good to go.
Absolutely.
That sounds
good.
You got
the right roll, though. You got to have the right roll. Yeah.
What's your favorite?
That will help.
What's your favorite roll? We're doing nothing but food and the show.
I sort of like the Italian roll. You're like a hero. I love hero sandwiches. I'm crazy about hero sandwiches. I can eat hero sandwiches. I can eat.
Are you holding out for a hero?
You like to put footlongs in, eh?
Well, yeah, you know, but it's got to be like a good Italian hero. You know,
you gonna hang out with Marcus anytime soon?
He puts the footlong in his mouth and his ass.
No, just ask. Good here. My two favorite foods are ramen noodles. I love ramen noodles.
It's ramen.
Yeah, well,
it's not ramen.
Ramen.
Ramen noodles. Top ramen.
Ramen's.
It's not ramen noodles. The fucking noodles don't have autism, you fuck.
It's ramen's noodles.
Jesus.
And they're very good.
Poor noodles.
Yeah. And you make them really quick, 4 minutes in the microwave. Bing, boom, you got a bowl of
which
ramen.
Which is smarter, the noodles or Joe? Someone
the
noodles. The noodles.
Yeah, and I like peanut butter on a matzah. I don't know why.
Because you're hoping to choke on it?
No, maybe
it's got to be really
dry. That's got to be the driest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
It is. It's terribly dry.
Yeah. Come on over and have some. It's horrible.
Yeah, it's just sort of like, why am I punishing myself like this? But I eat it anyway. I love it.
You're not even a Jew.
I know.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, you know, and it takes talent. You have to, you know, it's very hard.
It takes talent to spread fucking
exactly.
peanut butter.
Because you got to do it without cracking the matzo. That's
right.
Because
they are very fragile.
Chunky or regular?
Yeah. Well, I have a way of doing it.
Choosing your mom's choose gift.
Yeah, you do.
I heat the knife up a little bit. You know, then you go, whoa. What, you're fucking around?
No, you know what you should get? You get the goober grape.
Oh, what's that?
And then you get the peanut butter and the jelly.
Yeah.
That's for really lazy fucking assholes.
Oh, I bought this jelly at the dollar store the other day. Forget about it. Don't buy it.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It came out of, I thought it was piss.
Joe, bring me the dollar store jelly. I want to eat it on the air.
It was horrible.
Bring it here. I want to eat it.
And no. A straw.
I wouldn't serve that to my worst enemy.
What kind of fucking jelly is it?
It was grape.
You bought dollar store grape jelly and it was horrible?
Well, it was only a dollar. You know.
Really? At the dollar store?
Yeah, I love
the dollar store. Well, they up their prices.
$1.08.
Why did it taste bad? I don't know.
Because it really sucked.
It really sucked. That was your answer, Dice.
Yeah. Well, you know, why does it taste bad? It tastes bad because whoever made it made it out of a grape that was 400 years old.
It wasn't solid.
Was it wine?
No, it was like water.
It may have, matter of fact, I could have drank it maybe.
Yeah. It would have been
maybe you what grape
maybe,
juice?
Yeah, did you buy grape juice and try to stick a knife in it?
Maybe it was Kool-Aid. I don't know. Could have been Kool-Aid.
He's sticking his knife in the fucking.
Oh, you know what I had today? My first time in my life because I went to the dollar store.
Anal?
Bugles. You ever have a bugle?
Oh, you never. Wait, hold on.
The first time I have them, great. I love them.
Hold the fuck on.
They can be addicting as all hell.
Oh, wait, man, I want more. Wait. Yeah, I got to go back tomorrow.
Excuse me, potheads. You've never in your pot smoking life
had a fucking bugle? I swear to God, I've seen them a lot of times.
Christ. You are a fucking liar.
I've never had today. It was the first time, and I was so happy. It was like, forget about it. What is this magic stuff? It's like a Pringles that crunches.
No, it's...
Pringles crunch, you idiot! Well, it's like a Pringles that crunches.
Well, you know, it's got snap to it. It's like, wow.
It's like Snap, Crackle, Pop. Yeah. It's cereal now. Yeah.
He puts milk on them and eats them
with
a spoon.
Getting
you probably could.
It's like getting corn checks with, like, a whole lot of salt
on it. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Like, I used to love Dipsy Doodles and stuff. Right. I can't, and Fritos. I can't eat those.
That's what your wife calls you, Dick.
Yeah.
Love Dipsy Doodles.
No, she calls it Frito.
Dipsy Doodles.
Frito Coleo.
It's short, small.
No, she calls it Frito because it's salty and repeats on it.
Oh, yeah.
Dipsy Doodles and cream cheese.
Oh, Billy would have that, that was a popular.
Billy would have the most fucked up cooking show ever.
Get the honey, Junior.
Billy would have seriously the most fucked up cooking show ever.
Oh, I can imagine. We'd have a great cooking show.
No, Billy would have a heart.
We would have. We serve man food.
Let's have a cook-off. Me and Danny versus you two, Iron Chef, Ham Radio Edition. We'll blow you away.
Well, you're probably going to make the same shit we're going
to
make.
No, we'll make something. We will have to.
No, we would, because Eddie and I have shared a kitchen.
Yes, and we have
together.
Made culinary masterpieces.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to make asparagus.
Right, Dave? I don't want asparagus.
No, actually, you know what I make very good?
Makes your peas smell, and I don't want that.
You guys don't have poached pears?
I've had poached pears.
I make them with white wine.
And you can't have your fucking daughter, who's a chef, come in and do anything.
No, we can't.
Fuck you.
Well, she can't make the ice cream. What are you worried about?
She can't make the ice cream. Chop. Yeah. Yeah, so you know what? Have her come in and make dessert.
Gotcha.
Fuck it.
They'll cure us from what we just ate.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-oh.
I'm worried now.
I don't know. What's
uh-huh. We're all in trouble.
Did she just call me Fatso?
Who did?
Giggles.
I don't know.
No,
what's that say from the fucking?
Oh, from the movie Fatso.
Oh, from the movie Fatso.
That was a great movie. I love that movie.
She's like, it sounds like a chubby checkers meeting from the movie Fatso.
Yeah.
As I stuff my face with pizza.
Oh, yes. $40 on Chinese food. Yeah. Now that's nothing. It's a couple egg rolls and a wonton.
I spent $40 on Chinese by myself.
I know. Oh. But this movie was made in the 70s, I think.
You can't make that movie now because that's fat shaming.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Don DeLuise would be fat shamed. It would be called Fat Shaming Fatso.
Yeah. I like when they buried his cousin Sal in the piano crate. They couldn't even put him in the hearse. Have a U-Haul in the back.
Because he's fat.
Oh, his sister reminded me of my Aunt Jenny. It was the same, because that's what she's doing at funerals. She's going in and curse the dead. You fucking died? Didn't I tell you not to eat that stuff? You stupid bastard.
Billy, come on, let's get some clips from Fatso.
I can't do that.
Jenny,
don't
ask
about Roscoe.
Dead.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
I don't like that poor Dom DeLuise was forced...
he died too, you know.
Yeah, he did die.
Yeah.
No.
But you know what? He died happy.
Yeah.
Chasing burnt Reynolds around?
Have you ever watched the outtakes for for Cannonball Run?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The second one, when Don DeLuise is getting slapped by Burt Reynolds every fucking outtake?
Oh. This God is my witness.
Holy, wait, I gotta see if I can find it real quick.
I will never
be hungry.
Be fat.
Again. Okay. As God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, hold on. Cannonball Run.
Two
outtakes.
Why?
Because they're hysterical.
I know.
All right, here we go. This is the fucking good ones. These are the good ones.
Do you think they are?
Wait, there's a... Ooh, shrimp. I like shrimp.
Are they on the Barbie?
That's another thing. I bought some frozen shrimp the other day. I was extremely disappointed.
Well, hopefully not at the dollar store.
No.
Because they do have that.
You don't buy fish at the dollar store.
You don't buy fucking anything at the dollar store. Shut up. Shut up. I want to watch these outtakes.
But of course you do.
God damn it.
Stop it.
Stop it. Watch, he hits him like a couple times. Man, he watches. He hits him.
Okay.
Really hard. Watch.
Wait a minute, I got something. This will help.
Damn it, hit me.
No, I'm not going to hit you. Listen to me. I'm not going to hit you. Watch.
Oh!
Okay. I'm ready now.
He pulled his mustache hair. Watch, he hits him really hard. Watch. He hit him in the face.
I'm ready. I swear to God, I'm ready. We're off.
Fucking put down the...
Where's he going to sit?
I warned you not to interfere in my affairs.
Stephen, put away Seymour, excuse me.
That's all right, I'll answer to anything.
Yeah.
You see, even in the deepest family relations.
Roger Moore, when he was alive.
Yeah.
My business is.
I should have got credit for him.
No, you shouldn't.
Thank you, Victor.
Mark.
As you probably know, we're the favorites to be the winning racers tomorrow in the cannonball race, which is going to be reported.
What is it? Hit him again, though.
Oh, he hits him all right.
He does.
Next year we're going for the
Yes. Fucking Terry Bradshaw. Yep. Jesus Christ. I forgot who was in this movie.
Perfect. Hey. Better than...
We have to get this
right here.
Woman, the senator's wife, to Philadelphia by... Make that California, will you?
We're very close.
Because if I had enough time, I would take those rosary beads and stuff them up your nose.
These bleeds?
Those bleeds, yeah.
You gonna take these? Shove them up?
I'd take these bleeds here.
What?
I don't care.
Boy, he hits him right here. Watch, this is another guy.
I don't care. I don't care because you're gonna get slapped. I always wanted to be Captain America. It's a living. Oh, I'm so sorry. He left first. Mr. Martin left first.
But he slaps him right in the fucking face. It's not even like...
I think they had a sound effect to that.
There's a little added to that.
There's a little added to it, but dude, he makes contact a bunch
of times. Oh, sure. Yeah, but they're professionals. They know how to do it.
So it worked when...
Yeah, but Martin did it when... D. Martin was slapping Sammy Davis like lightly in the face.
But, you know, if they did that today, that'd be violent.
No, it's racial. Everything's racial.
Gloria Allred will be there with the lawyer. I met the last soul. He's sexual.
Yeah.
Why is she Jewish in your fucking...
I don't know.
You literally turned her into
all
fucking...
All of a sudden, I turned into Hebrew.
You turned her into a fucking professor from Jerry Lewis.
Oh, hey.
I can hug you, darling. Ding, Cosby, you guilty.
Ladies.
Here we go.
Yeah. By the way, Bill Cosby, guilty. Three counts.
You think?
He's 80 years old.
Yeah.
He'll never serve a day in jail.
And he's looking for a woman.
I'm betting it right now. He'll never serve a day in jail.
Probably die before that.
No, he'll get house arrest, and he'll never serve a day in jail.
Well, this happened 12 years ago, so he was 68, right? Uh-huh. So he was still a pretty old guy and fucking around.
He's fucking around.
Well, he had the little blue pill, and he was giving her the other one.
Yeah, the other blue pill.
Now, which one's my Viagra, and which one is your fucking knockout pill?
He got the pills mixed up, and she got horny, and he passed out.
She would have left it. Went somewhere else.
Me
I'm sure
and my wife,
it's...
Camille, both like the Viagra. The zipper, the dipper, the dapper, the do it. Yeah. You're going to take a pill and I'm going to play with your clitoris.
He's going to fuck around. He'll spend tons of money on...
Way to end the show, Bill. Thanks.
appeals.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Remember, free speech is never silent.
No, it's not.
So always speak the fuck up.
Sure.
And remember, very important, remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken... Slap it in the face like Burt Reynolds did to Dom DeLuise. It's got a nice crack in the face. Yes, it's asking for it.
No, it's not.
And, as always, I leave you with these parting words, AMF, my friends, which always means adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.